Then came the Second Galactic Civil War and the destruction of Centerpoint Station. The Tremaines and the Maw Colony's other Force-sensitive agents began to experience terrible longings to return home. When Dalla denied their requests, the longings became paranoia, and the operatives universally began to believe that the whole war had been orchestrated just to expose them. Eventually, the paranoia became obsession, and the agents deserted en masse, stealing any vessel they could find. They began to return to the Maw, following a mysterious urge to seek refuge in its heart, a compulsion that invariably led them to Sinkhole Station. The other Mindwalkers, those who had not actually been born in the Maw, had simpler stories. Universally Force-sensitive, they had all experienced a strong emotional connection to the Maw the first time they visited it. That bond grew stronger over time, compelling them to journey ever deeper into the cluster of black holes. Eventually, they arrived at Sinkhole Station and began a lonely, ascetic existence in which they spent all their time communing with the mysterious Force presence that had drawn them here. Then, a couple of years ago, the ascetics' meditations had started to take them to new heights. They began to see the ineffable truth that all life was illusion, that the only existence lay beyond their bodily shadows in the divine glow of the Force itself. Their presences actually began to leave their bodies as they meditated, traveling to a beautiful paradise dimension where there was no pain or suffering, no anger or fear, only the pure eternal joy of being. Ben had no idea what to make of this paradise dimension, but it was clear that the destruction of Centerpoint Station had changed something fundamental in the Maw. Whatever that change was, it had rippled across the galaxy like a Force Nova, turning hundreds of Force-sensitive beings who had once lived inside the Maw into delusional paranoids. And the thing that frightened Ben, that had him gnawing at his insides like a hungry cancer for the last 2 days, was that he had lived in the Maw for 2 years early in his life. After a long 2 minutes, Rondi finally grew uncomfortable with Ben's silent scrutiny. Still licking Nutripaste from her fingertips, she met his gaze and said,
"That's not necessary, you know."
Ben continued to watch her.
"What?"
"The quiet stare," Roland answered. "We probably know more about interrogation than you do. If you have a question, just ask. We've got nothing to hide, I promise."
"Okay."
Ben kept his gaze fixed on Rondi.
"Why don't you want me to put my father on an IV?"
This time, the Tremaines did not betray their alarm, even in their eyes. But Dalla's trainers had not taught them how to conceal their emotions in the Force. And Ben could feel their surprise in their auras as clearly as he had seen it earlier. After a barely discernible pause, Roland asked,
"What makes you think we care about that, Ben?"
Ben sighed.
"Answering a question with a question is kind of artless, don't you think?"
He placed both palms on the table and leaned forward.
"If you think that's going to work on a Jedi, you definitely don't know more about interrogation than I do."
Rondi slumped back in her seat, unconsciously signaling her fear by leaning away from Ben.
"Roland said you have nothing to hide," Ben pressed. "I hate it when people lie to me."
"We're not lying,"
Rondi insisted.
"It's just that your father doesn't need an IV.
The Force will sustain him,"
Roland added. Ben cast a meaningful glance at the storage bladder resting between them.
"Like it sustains you?"
Rondi nodded eagerly.
"Exactly."
A cold fury began to worm its way up Ben's belly.
These people were lying to him. Determined to remain calm, he took a deep breath, then a second and third. He was in danger of losing his temper, which meant he was also in danger of losing control of the interrogation. And perhaps that was why they were deceiving him, because they knew he would be easier to control if he grew angry. They were subtle, these Mindwalkers, more dangerous than Ben had realized. He took yet another deep breath, and once he felt relatively calm again, he sat upright, casually propping his hand on his thigh, close to his lightsaber.